Oh, hello there. This is How to Die Alone. Hey guys, How to Die Alone podcast. We're still alive. It's me, Stephen Henry, one of your hosts that you wish wasn't here. Next to me, Matt Williams.
Matt Williams.
Showing off his shredded ass body.
Yeah, I forgot to bring an actual shirt somewhere.
He's
just, yeah,
he's I did legs. Periodically that... miss his arms with canola oil.
I did legs today, but I'm wearing a cut off t-shirt.
You are wearing shorts though. You're like, yeah. I'll show the whole thing.
I'll show all these gams.
I will be a piece of meat.
Can I get extra butter for my popcorn at the movies? On the side, please. No, not on the popcorn.
On my milk duds.
Speaking of meat, that's the meat man over there.
Yeah. Yeah. Maddie gets extra butter on the side to spread on his arm so he can glisten as he walks into the movie theater.
Sexy old hunk of gristle, David Wayne.
They're like, who's that? Who's that? Yeah, I'm the tough old bird.
You got all the marble in you.
Yeah.
Prime.
All marble, no meat.
Prime DW.
I've never seen a white steak before. Dave's all white. It's an albino steak.
Yeah. Dave's the guy at the gym who's just coaching people from afar. You're doing it all wrong. It's bad form.
Like eating an apple, like that's going to do anything.
You're like, you're going to hurt your back.
Just take a bite of the apple, like, hey, you're not going all the way down the squats. You're gonna regret that later on.
You're gonna feel that in 3 days.
90 degrees, asshole. You should be able to sit in the chair and lift up. Yeah.
Whenever you're wondering how you should flex, Nick Lachey away. Always 98 degrees.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ, that's fucking funny. Nick Lachey away.
That and O-Town. Remember O-Town?
Yeah.
Well, I just want it all.
It's just what I always call Orlando now.
Yeah.
I call it a Ho-Lando.
Ho-Lando?
Yeah.
I like that. We're tampons.
Ew.
That's what people say.
Tampanios.
And Trampa. I'm going to Trampa.
Trampa?
That's what won the poll. Tampanios.
Tampanios?
Yeah. They won a Tampa Bay Times, those hack journalist nobodies.
They won a...
Tampanios won the poll.
Oh, for like the nicknames for people that live in Tampa?
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Wow.
What were the options?
Like Tampans, Tampa, Tampanians, Tampanios.
Tampanology. Yeah.
Like Tampanios.
Is that
like
racist? That sounds racist.
It sounds like a diminutive. It's like calling us all little.
Yeah.
It's like little children.
Yeah, it's like
Niños.
Kids,
like
Niños.
Niños.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're almost like a real Florida state or city, but you're
not. Well, there's not that big of a Hispanic population here either.
No.
How did they get that?
Well, it used to be. It used to be Ybor is like all Cuban. That's all Cuban
cool,
Central, man.
Cuban's not really Hispanic.
Yeah.
I mean, not compared to like Miami.
What up,
no.
Jorge?
But compared to Miami, of course.
To clean
not,
your pool, Jorge. Or someone else's pool, whatever.
He said he got stung by a wasp today.
Oh, yeah. Then his
Facebook
deleted
it because his joke was not a joke.
Well, it ended with women are evil.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he learned that all female wasps, or all wasps, the females are the ones that have the stingers.
Yeah.
So he's like, no matter what species you are, all women are evil.
Yeah.
All right, that's a solid little joke. It's relevant to him.
I don't think he said all women. I think he said all females, which would have been correct technically.
Yeah. Well, it's Jorge. Come on.
Evil.
No, yeah. I think he said female.
No, it said all women are evil.
Oh, that's why he got flagged, man.
Yeah.
Right.
Because I guess the algorithm was like, oh, he said women are evil. Because
they were like, this isn't scientifically correct.
Yeah.
Right.
Bees aren't, wasps aren't women. Until they identify as such.
Well, wasps are not ladies.
Well, there's always that meme on the internet, like, wasps don't do shit for the environment. At least bees, like, make honey and pollinate flowers. Wasps just sting you.
They start to translate wasp sounds, and it's like, it's ma'am. That's what the wasp is saying.
My name is bzz.
Yeah. You're the high-pitched bzz. That's how you know it's a female wasp. You can tell by the flutter.
Don't you miss bzz me.
The hair on his head says it wants to talk to the manager.
Yeah.
It's going to sting you and spray some essential oils on you.
Exactly.
You got the yellow jacket on. You know what that means.
Uh-oh. What?
You're in trouble. I don't know.
No.
Yellow jackets type of wasp.
It's going to be at the wasp PTA that night.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
What do you mean my kid can't participate? I paid just like everyone else. Well, he was bad during class. I don't care if he was bad during class. He gets recess.
Jeremy, put down that canoe paddle. We raise that with our fundraising money.
Yeah. Quit throwing rocks at your own hive.
Yeah. Smoking in this hive?
You're making everybody pass out.
Bad kid wasp sounds so cool.
Bad kid wasps?
Yeah.
That was a metal band, wasn't it? Wasn't Wasp a metal band?
Yeah, it was. I think Brian was saying that.
The toured with Singer?
He's got a bit about a singer.
Fuck like a beast.
Fuck like a bee.
Yeah. Fuck like a bee. Yeah.
Give him that royal jelly.
You're not my queen.
I just wish we had more intelligent comedy. Right?
Oh, me too. Totally.
They only play Sex Pistols while they're working. God save the queen. It's a lawnmower machine. We got to get out of here. It's coming. And the lawnmower's like coming to hit the hive. Well, I think Wasps are up.
Or the guy with the WD-40 and a candle.
Yeah. I know that's.
I've only done it with a lighter. I don't think I've gone as far as using wax. Or birthday candle.
I've seen them where they pour like down anthills. They'll pull like metal, molten like they'll melt down cans. So platinum, aluminum, like molten. No, platinum. Yeah, they're gonna waste platinum on a fucking anthill.
Just pour some Tiger Bomb down there.
No, yeah. they heat up. Yeah, they melt like metal can like aluminum cans,
the
and then they
don't die. They're just really uncomfortable.
and then when it hardens, they pull it up, and you can see like where all the tunnels were. And
yeah.
Shit. It's pretty fucked up.
It's so intricate.
Yeah, but you killed like a billion ants.
It's like Ant Pompeii. There's like there's frozen mid-stroke.
Yeah, there's one jerking off. Oh, yeah, we both said that, didn't we? Yeah. Okay, good.
Great mind.
Huh? Good, yeah.
Such highbrow comedy over here at the How Did I Alone podcast.
On NPR.
Highbrow.
Newport Richie.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I thought it stood for the longest. I'm like, damn, there's a lot of interesting people that lives in Newport Richie.
A lot of intellectuals.
This is an American life.
Yeah. Where, a lot of TED Talks going on in Newport Richie.
Where? I don't know, because that place is a shithole, but...
Well, just go to Kevin Ollie's show and visit Dump Tower.
Yeah, that's great.
The most racist place on Earth. That's great.
Oh, God, that photo, like the watermelon seeds.
Yeah, it said heaven on earth, I think. Yeah,
yeah, and it's like a little black kid with a little black girl eating a watermelon.
Yeah.
And then title of the photo is called Heaven on Earth. And her like eyes are rolling back in her head like she's so excited because she has watermelon. I'm like, really, man? Like, come on, dude.
Well, wasn't it saying like it's not my foyer, like it's not my office lobby?
it's like in the hallway, so it's like the building put it up.
So it's like the building wanted that. They're like, this is fine art.
Yeah.
We're gonna pop this up.
It's nothing
diverse.
They're
like, I don't know why we can't keep more than even a quarter occupancy in this building.
Yeah, exactly. He was like, hey, make sure the door's closed all the way so vagrants don't get in.
Squatters.
It's like, it's a nice thing. You can just like leave your hood outside your office and just starch it for you.
Yeah.
Bring it back nice and white and starched.
Yep. Yeah, with the coupons, the Golden Corral.
Nice fine sharp point on that hood.
Ridiculous, dude. And then they're putting like the National like Hall of Fame for comedy is going to be in Holiday, Florida.
No way.
Yes.
No.
Because of Boston Man?
I don't know why.
I hope so. That'd be sweet. Have Ed
Boston Man's going to cut the ribbon.
Dude, Ed Carnival coming out there.
It's kind of like been a traveling thing, I guess. But I'm like, why would
you
put it?
What do you mean a traveling thing? Like traveling comedy history?
I guess. Maybe there's like an old microphone or an old shoe that Richard Pryor wore. I don't fucking know.
You going to sign the guest book with Bix pens?
Yeah. So, God.
This is the shirt Pryor was wearing when he lit himself on fire freebasing.
You can only write someone else's name. Or you have to drop like four other names before you mention yourself.
Yeah. You have to mention the process of how you came up with the name.
Right. I didn't book Louie because he's a cocksucker.
But Holiday, Florida is gonna be home to the world, like Museum of the Hall of Fame of Comedy.
Hall of Fame.
All the greats from Florida, the like Cooper's Gallagher town. And Betty Larry, Joe Bunk,
Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah, but we do have Mitch Hedberg.
Jim Brewer.
Man, Jim Brewer,
Dan Whitney,
Daniel Tosh, Burt Kreischer. There's some good ones in there. Todd Barry's from
Daniel
here.
Tosh is an Orlando comic. We don't play.
He's still from Florida. He's Titusville, actually. Yeah. But.
Well, he started in Orlando's comedy. Like, where are you doing comedy in Titusville?
Yeah, but he's definitely not like an Orlando comedian.
He doesn't claim himself as a... last time I saw him, he was like, I'm from Titusville. And everybody's like, woo! And he's like, fuck you! Shut up. He's like, there's like 30 people there.
I mean, he's L.A. as fuck now, but...
Yeah.
No, he's very dark material. He's not... That's not Orlando's vibe.
No?
Not I've seen.
I've never seen him do wacky act-outs at all. Like, I don't...
No, I just mean, like, his material. Like, he's very... You know, his material's
Yeah,
kinda,
but I mean, like, he doesn't scream and jump around.
No, he doesn't do that.
Maybe he should. Maybe that'll make it next level.
I mean, you know, he's already worth millions of dollars. I don't think he's really worried about
it. He never closes a set by stepping onto the stool.
Yeah, who would do that?
Yeah.
Fucking
who
idiots.
Would?
Yeah.
Singing nursery rhymes and shit. Speaking of which, Matt, do you have an impression for us?
Yeah.
So I can't, I thought of this on the way over here because I was listening to Lithium, which is like all the 90s alt.
Lithium.
Okay, here's my impression of Eddie Vedder as a little kid. No. Eddie Vedder as a baby. Wah!
God damn it, dude. I hope one of our listeners is driving and just fucking careens off a bridge right now after hearing that. Just be like, well... I've heard it all. It's time to go.
That's it.
I don't want to listen to anything else ever again.
I kind of think it might be Matt Carter. Just, if anybody's going to
just one like... swift motion, they just like chuck their phone out the window
and
just run off the bridge.
Yeah.
Just undoes his seatbelt and just rolls out.
Good God. Dives in front of a Mack truck on oncoming traffic on like the Skyway or some shit. Just... What is happening? Why? What the fuck?
I'm on with the sea now, and they just fall down.
Good God.
I've been so excited to do that one.
Dude, I know. I can tell. You've been holding that in for like a couple minutes now.
You can use that as your new opener.
Because I started laughing about it.
You wouldn't be able to finish a set because you just turned into this if you started fucking doing that. That's funny. Matt Carter, though. Matt Carter was driving. I was at Iberian, and I was already, you know, I was hanging out in the corner downstairs, and Matt, like, comes in. He's like, what are you doing? I just heard you on the... I'm like, on what? He's like, the podcast. I'm like, yeah, we record that in advance, Matt. It's not live. He's like, oh, I just was freaking out. I'm like, I just heard you. How are you here already? He thought it was like Open Mic Live or something where we do it live.
No. I'm like, no.
What? How?
Because it's
how
Matt
is he
Carter.
Downloading it?
He's silly. We love him.
What a silly man. Yeah, so...
How's it go again, Matt? It's a baby.
This is my impression of Eddie Vedder as a baby. Wah!
Why go poo? Why go poo?
Well, I'm trying to think of the name of the song. It was like Jeremy or something like that. He's like, why? I can't remember this every day. And I was like, I've heard him do that hundreds and hundreds of times. And yeah, for some reason, I was like, has he always done that?
Like as a baby, he just had like hair like Steven. He was born with just long hair. He came out, why?
They swaddled him in flannel.
Yeah. He swallowed him in flannel. His mom's like, he's like, Eddie, all we have left is peas. Why?
Do we have any loose-fitting jeans for his diaper?
Can you cut the holes out of my jeans, please? No, Eddie, we don't want to. Why?
He just like cries like that. It's so silly.
Little baby Converse.
Jeremy drank milk in his crib today.
Yeah, we just redo every.
God, I love that.
Every
shit,
Pearl though. Jam song.
Do you think life could get any better than this?
God damn it!
It was all a setup to do that joke.
But it recess, ladies' breasts. Why could I forget? It sucked all the milk out. Well.
You're going to Metallica on that one. So. Yeah, you went a little James Hetfieldy on that one.
I can't help it.
My only finger pick or only plate plucking down. Apparently, he only down plucks his guitar.
Really?
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, Tom DeLonge does that too.
Yeah, he doesn't do an up pick.
Tom.
I've only ever seen his name written. How do you pronounce it?
I don't know either.
Tom Wind. Wind. No.
Tom DeLonge.
DeLonge, yeah.
Yeah, that's how I say it.
From angles and airwaves.
Yeah.
Dude, I saw them open up for Weezer.
What is an Angel?
Where are you? And I'm so sorry.
It's like
Detroit.
Yeah, he just has that weird. He has that weird voice.
I'm already the voice inside my head.
You know what's really funny is he was taught by Joe Satriani.
Really?
Yes.
Fuck you. There's no way Joe Satriani.
I guarantee you.
Good Lord, really? Yeah.
How's he that bad?
Oh God! One of my favorite things is watching Travis Barker and them play. And
crash a plane with DJ AM?
What was it? I think,
yeah. That was my favorite thing, to watch that wreckage over and over again on TMZ. No, I'm kidding. It's horrible.
Just ripping off Buddy Holly.
Yeah.
There was
ripping off Randy Rhoads.
Did you ever watch them in Plus 44?
That band? Oh, yeah, Plus 44.
Yeah, that was when that plane crash happened. And
Plus 44 minus 2.
Was it DJ AM and who else?
And Travis Barker. No, not Travis Barker. Yeah, that's his name, right?
Arch Barker.
Arch Barker. Yeah.
It was just them two. It was only two of them on the plane, I think.
The Flight of the
Conchords
probably
crashed. Like the pilots. I think the pilots probably...
What?
I said the Flight of the Conchords crashed.
Crash.
Took out Arch Barker.
He never got off the ground.
Into me. And I come into Dave. Mm. No, it was Travis Barker like broke his hand, but he was still playing in Plus 44. And he was... During the concert, he had like a... You know, he had the cast on his hand, but he was still playing. He could still play, like, everything one-handed.
Yeah, like Def Leppard, that shit?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was still better than, like, most drummers could still do. So
yeah, of course. I mean, he's a ridiculous drummer.
Right. And then you watch, like, Mark and Tom just fuck around and, like, barely being able to play.
Yeah. That's why he was like, guys, you got to get some fucking talent.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm just going to make beats for rappers now.
Yeah. That's the way to do it, dude.
Travis Barker's like, I can't believe I got to carry all this in and the band.
Yeah. still make me carry my own drums.
Got to carry my kit and you two knuckleheads.
No, I just want Travis to hear Travis Barker called Mark.
One of them. One of them's like...
You guys are knuckleheads.
Mark Hophead.
Which Mark one? Hop on a bus out of here.
Which one's like the... Jeez. Which one's the huge conspiracy theorist?
Tom. Alex Jones.
No. Yeah. Yeah,
I think it's Tom.
It's Tom. Okay, yeah, he's like pretty big into that shit. He was saying how he was like trying to fight the government for like for that. He was part of that Pizzagate. I think he helped uncover that. I could be wrong.
Did it?
Don't quote me on that. I'm dead now. I think it's by the time this comes out.
Yeah,
Davey has been replaced by the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah, right. We'd like to thank our sponsors, the Clinton Foundation, for their huge donations.
There was no DW.
We own an island now, and we like to broadcast live from our island.
Dude, we could buy TNF if they gave us enough money.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Oh yeah. How great would that be? How to Die Alone explodes and buys TNF for $2 million.
No, I wouldn't give John that much. Are you kidding me? Fuck out of here, Jacob.
Who is the
There's
guy?
20 grand. You're welcome. It's horrible. You got to split that with Santos, by the way.
Who's the guy they always mention in like the Hollywood sexcapade plane sex tourism thing? I can't remember the guy's name. He was like involved in Pizzagate allegedly or whatever.
Right. Oh, it's the guy that's always in that, like, notorious for having for having like 13-year-olds.
I fucking can't remember his name.
Daniel Tosh.
I wonder if, like, when they...
Talking about Dan Blasarian?
No.
Oh.
Who's that?
That's that, like, you in, like, 20 years. That buff guy that's, like, really, really buff, and he just, like, parties all the time.
What's he do?
I don't know.
How much does he bench?
I don't know.
Yeah, bro, tell me.
Two yachts. That's what he owns. I don't know what he benches.
Can he bench two little yachties, though?
Yes, easily.
Jesus.
One on each arm.
God damn it.
You don't know Dan Blasarian's a big bald guy.
No.
He's like Diesel, and he follows Instagram.
All you're doing is telling me that he's big and he lives a lot.
Well, he's not bald. He has a beard. Sorry, he's a big beard guy. Okay. And like his Instagram is just always him with like 8 to 10 women that are just like fucking ridiculous models. And well, yeah, that have to be if he's the only guy there.
Yeah,
I don't think he's banging them all. They gotta, you know, I gotta check the change purse themselves.
What am I gonna do with a truckload of fake pussies? can't fuck them all.
Sounds like a challenge.
That's ICP.
ICP?
Yep.
You've been listening to ICP now?
I used to. When
Who's
I,
going chicken
school.
Hunting? We're going chicken hunting. That's the only song I really remember.
Did Juan get to you?
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah, I saw he was wearing fucking Hatchet Man shirt. I was like...
Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm. That's what the symbol's called, yeah.
Ah, cool.
It's like a, I think a dreaded fucking...
Gigolo?
Yeah.
Juggalo?
It looks like Alexei Lalas when he had long hair running with a butcher knife.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Alexei Lalas was an old soccer player.
Oh, yeah. Red hair?
Yeah, he had the long hair and the goatee.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. A skinny, like him, but running with a meat cleaver.
Yeah, and tiny.
Yeah.
And two-dimensional.
I'm about to make you two-dimensional. Did you find the guy
yet? Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, yeah. Epstein. Yeah, I know him.
I just wonder if, like, Epstein was ever part of it. They would have to change Air Force One to, like, Air Force Half, you know, because just younger. Kids.
Right.
Oh, this is not worth the research.
God. Oh, man. Just all that for that stinker?
Half. Yeah.
Good job, buddy.
Well, they were talking about it on one of the podcasts I listened to, one of the big ones. Like, you know, How Did I Alone?
Joe Rogan after he did DMT?
I think it was Rogan, yeah. He was saying something about, like, or no, it was Tim Dillon was on there, and they were saying that, you know, sex trafficking is huge now, like, just human trafficking alone. He's like, how does it still go on? Is like, because billionaires have to be doing it, you know?
When you were saying how, I was like, did he mention us?
Yeah, I wish. Right. That'd be sweet.
I'm like, ooh.
How to traffic.
Close enough. We'll take
how
it.
How to traffic alone.
As mentioned, half of our name on the Joe Rogan podcast.
Sweet, yeah. They just put in how. We're like, ooh.
Speaking of Hollywood and craziness, I had to be a bouncer, like a bodyguard.
I meant to ask about that.
For Jamie Kennedy.
Yeah, of all people. Like Cameron Esposito needed one, the security guard at the Improv.
To walk to the stage. Yeah.
No,
you know?
No, not just walking to the stage. He had to sit at the stairs so nobody
could charge it.
But you got to think about it, David. Now you got as a credit that you were a bodyguard for a Kennedy.
This is true, dude.
Yeah, dude, and they didn't even die.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Or kill a girl in the lake. Like, I mean...
Oops.
Feel however you want about Malibu's Most Wanted. He didn't kill a girl and flee the scene.
Malibu's Most Wanted is a great movie.
B-Rad.
B-Rad G from the Boo.
That'd be a completely different movie.
Yeah.
Just like the girl whose hair he tries to touch dies in a crick.
Crick.
Goes back to the house. You guys gotta help us.
I forgot, dude, because I was I forgot he fucking dated Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Hell yeah.
For years. And I'm like, this motherfucker. I'm like, dude, can I just touch your dick? Like, I want to know.
Yeah, he's kind of unassuming.
What it was like. Yeah.
Well, like, if I saw him, I'd be like, oh, it's Jamie Kennedy, but that's about it.
Didn't he also, like, tag some monster trim like Christina Ricci ones or something?
Probably.
That's cool.
Dude, I forgot how many movies he's been in. The biggest one, I think, was...
This one did tag some monster trim.
Yeah, I know.
It's hard to kind of glaze over that. That was good.
We just threw that in there subtly.
She was on a Beck song, by the way.
He was in that movie.
Oh, yeah. I love that song.
Yeah. Which one?
Isn't that Hell Yes?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because Beck got a bunch of Japanese girls to do the please enjoy.
Yeah.
In that song, and then I don't know if she was just over there and they're like hanging out, and he was like, and I can't remember if she volunteered to do it or if he asked her if she wanted to do it, and then she did. All she said was please enjoy, and he's like, yep, that's it. Yeah. During the song.
And I'll also get you a seat on Xenu's spaceships.
That's right. Is she a Scientologist? Beck is. That's right.
Beck is. And I'm like, he's the only one he's the only weirdo that I accept being a Scientologist. I'm like, I love that band so much. I'd be like, all right.
I'm cool with Jason Lee from My Name is Earl. He's also one.
He can do it. Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty chill.
Yeah.
That was Pilot Inspector.
They must know some wild shit on.
Dude, you know what else?
Yeah.
Jennifer Love Hewitt was in that Gabriel Iglesias music video.
They don't extort people. I never said that.
Who?
Did you know that?
What?
She was in that Gabriel Iglesias music video.
Who was?
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Fluffy?
Yeah, that. No, the fucking. The Puerto Rican guy. Are you Spanish? Enrique Iglesias. What did I say?
Gabriel Iglesias.
Gabriel Iglesias.
No, I want to see Gabriel Iglesias go, if you dance, come ask you to dance. In that music video, she's like the girl he's like serenading.
I want to eat your hero, baby. I want to eat it with cheese.
Gabriel Iglesias. I'm in Enrique.
Close enough.
She's in that music video.
Fluffy Nino.
She's like, fuck me, Fluffy.
Fuck me, Fucky. Fluff me, Fucky. Yeah, there you go.
So me and Martine, we had a double teamer.
You ever have the double team of chicken at Geo Metro? Looking like me?
Martine.
It's so fucking stupid. It's a hatchback, bro.
Oh, my God.
Open up the back and get at it.
I'm just jealous of
it. Smells like fuck in here.
No, because he did that sweet movie with Gene Hackman and Will Smith.
What, Gabriel Iglesias?
Yes.
No, Jamie Kennedy. Jack Black's an enemy of the state, and John Voight's like the bad guy. And
of course.
No, Gabriel Iglesias.
This is a mess.
I'm just imagining Gabriel Iglesias in so many things.
He's been in a few movies.
Action star.
Like The Fugitive.
Yeah.
Like stuck at the end of the sewer tunnels.
I didn't kill my wife. I don't care.
I can't jump.
I can't push.
I can't turn around.
He's like, you can't arrest me because I can't go back. You either have to push me out or I'm stuck here.
Why are you doing this? You see my JFL set?
Yeah, that's every booker. Oh, it's in JFL. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care. Some guy in a fedora picked you. Congrats. That's really inside baseball. Mustache. Yeah, that's really inside baseball.
Ew.
Yeah, that's the guy that's like two guys that decide whether or not you can go to JFL.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I had no idea.
Do you want to talk about that? The thing where they like fuck the Canadian comics out of money?
Hold on. What about the Jamie Kennedy thing? You had the bodyguard for Jamie Kennedy. We'll come back to the Just for Laughs and the Canadian thing.
Yeah, so. It was just, you know, it was cool.
David had to fucking straight tackle a guy through a table.
No, dude. Yeah, I had to, like, this one guy who comes there all the time, like, swear, like, he acts like everyone that when he comes there, like, they know him and they remember him from, you know, the last year they were there.
Right.
And, like, he's, like, talking to him, and Jamie's like, oh, thanks, man. He has his own art studio, and he always gives out his card for his art. He's like, come by the studio, hang out, we'll chill. And as he's, like, talking to him, he's got his hand behind the guy's back, like, waving to me, like, get the fuck over here and get this guy.
Yeah.
So I'm like, hey, man, your drink's over here. I just kind of, like, grab him and, like, pull him away. I'm like, go get your drink, man. He's like, well, I was talking to Jamie. I'm like, Jamie's got a long line, bro.
Oh, shit.
I hit him with that.
Jamie's got a long line.
I hit him with that, dude. I was so bouncery. I felt like such a douche, but I had to do it, dude.
God. I wish I even had that at Mike's, right? Like, just wave to get someone to come.
Yeah, dude. Like, people were trying to take, like, selfies, and, like, you know, he wants you to buy something, but, like, he doesn't want to be the one that tells you to do that, so it's like, that's my job. Yeah. So this guy's, like, trying to take a selfie, and I'm like, and Tiffany's, like, taking a photo while he's with other people, and this guy's, like, trying to do a selfie. So I'm, like, pushing the guy. I'm like, go to the end of the line, like, behind Tiffany. I'm like, get the fuck, like, he's like, why do you keep pushing me? I'm like, because you can't take photos, dude. You got to go over there.
Yeah. Dude, that's hilarious.
I was such a dick, but I don't care. Fuck them.
Jamie's got.
They didn't come to see me. But anyway, then I got to do a guest.
You're bothering the talent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know Jamie. Lots of people know Jamie.
Yeah. Jamie's been. A lot of girlfriends have been in there.
Yeah, exactly.
But I got to do a guest set Saturday for the early show, 6 p.m. I was a little nervous.
I love this story.
Because I.
Did you drink any?
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. I hadn't eaten all day.
Uh-oh.
And I had a cup of coffee in the morning, no breakfast.
For
and
the
I
audience
went in there.
At home, David is a rather large man, so not eating all day.
Well, not only that, it's like I haven't eaten, so I have an empty belly.
Yeah.
And
empty tum-tum.
Yeah, empty tum-tum. And, like, you know, I go there, and I'm like, well, I was nervous a little, so I'm like, let me get a drink or two to lighten up.
Yeah.
Had three Jameson and Ginger.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I was like, two was probably good enough.
Dude, but, who was pouring
so
it?
I'm like midway through the set, like, I'm like, I'm fucking drunk. Like, in my head as I'm telling these jokes, I'm like, I'm pretty buzzed right now.
It doesn't matter who's pouring them. They're always strong there.
Yeah.
Like, you can't get a weak drink in that club.
It's good.
Yeah, I know, but still, like, if Vince is pouring me something,
it was Vince.
I'm like,
Vince is,
Yeah, Vince's goal is to get you as fucked up as possible.
Yeah, and it worked, because I'm all, like halfway through my set, like, the feature was supposed to come, I feel bad, I don't want to say any names, but, like, he got into a car accident, and it's, so I was supposed to do a 5-minute guest set, Tiffany was going to do, like, 8 minutes with announcements, now she has to do, like, 10 to 12, and I was supposed to do 8.
Yeah.
And then the
David wound up doing 15.
And I did 10. But like the booth guy didn't light me in time, and I wanted to end on a laugh.
Right.
So I did all clean stuff except for my last joke because I couldn't get a laugh. And I was like, I don't want to end on that. Yeah. So I was like, fuck it. The only thing I could think of that was short and sweet was my titty fucking joke.
Right.
So you have to realize I hadn't, I said BS. I hadn't said shit. I hadn't said any, I hadn't said damn, none of that.
Yeah.
So I go into this bit, I'm like, all right, here we go. And I was just like, well, if you couldn't tell by now by looking at me or my set, it's pretty obvious I really enjoy titty fucking. And the whole audience is like, what? But they're laughing at the same time, but they're so confused. So I just kind of let that ride for a little bit. And then I just gave him a shoulder shrug, and that got a few more chuckles. And then I did I'm not giving away the bit. Come see me. And anyway, right. I hit the punchline. It worked. So then Tiffany comes up. She's smiling. She shakes my hand because you never want to leave a cold stage or an empty stage. Shakes my hand. She goes to the right, and I go to get off. And the lights are so bright there that I could barely see the front fucking row as it was. So I thought what I saw was the step to get off the stage because it's kind of a high drop. It wasn't the step. So Davey puts his foot down, and I'm like, there's nothing there. Yep, I'm falling. And I just go right to my knees and just like, luckily it was like in the middle between the tables.
Oh, shit.
So I'm just like literally face planted kind of on the ground. And then I kind of get to my knees, and there's a woman. She's like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. So I stand up and throw my hands up. Everybody, you know. Oh, so I run out to the bar, I get another drink, and I head outside, and I'm like, I don't want to come back in there now.
You're power sliding across like David Lee Roth.
You don't see him with blabbing and boo there.
Close strong. Wow.
Might as well fall. Just getting my knee and everything. They're like, you okay? And I was like, I'm fine.
Yeah, you grab your knee, and you're like, wow.
The lady leans down, you whisper to her, I do cocaine.
Oh, baby, I do cocaine. So I finally got my first guest set at probably at my favorite club.
I do a lot of cocaine.
And it goes well for the most part, and then I fall off the stage.
Right.
Like, come on, man.
That's great. So the first step, it wasn't like you ate shit off, like, it's not like you fell off the first step, like, from the stage.
Was
like,
it one of those moments where
directly
it fell
from the stage?
Oh, God.
Yeah, there's only one step to get up.
Yeah.
Oh, there is? Yeah. Okay, I thought there was a couple.
Did it feel like slow motion when you were falling, though?
Yeah, it was kind of weird because I'm like, I know there's a step here. And, like, in my head, I'm like, there's no step here. Like, I had all that time to process that, and I'm like, I'm falling. But I was also kind of buzzed, so maybe that's why I didn't feel anything. I don't know, but I didn't hurt
the next
day.
It's like Judge Dredd with the slow stuff. You know, the newest Judge Dredd. God damn it!
I've never seen
the new drug that they have. It's like it slows everything down to like.
Who in
like
here has seen Tron?
No. Yes.
Dude, Saturday night at the show was fucking crazy, dude.
Okay.
Like I'm sitting in the bar because I have to like watch the merch. That was like my job because you know he has merch and he has people to steal it and shit. So I'm like standing out there at the bar area. And
I saw this
couple. I don't want to put a label on it because it's, you know, 2019. I saw these two
gays.
People, they, them, are, us, you know, non-binary species.
Individuals.
They, them, are, us is a great store.
Okay.
I like them.
I see two things. I don't know. What the fuck am I supposed to say? I don't know.
Herms.
But one was what I would say was a woman.
Uh-huh.
And she had glasses on, a septum ring, big-ass gauged earrings, shaved head, pink like an Easter egg.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, yeah, she's going to enjoy the show a lot. Like, that was my first thought.
Yeah.
She goes in with this guy. They come out like midway through the show fucking pissed, talking about fucking sexist and all this shit. And blah, 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 blah. So they're trying to pay their tab and leave, right?
Because
they just want to get the fuck out of there. Well, there was a couple sitting at the end of the bar where I was at. Like, they were back by the corner.
Okay.
And the couple, the woman's sick. Like, she puked in the main room.
Oh, God.
Yeah, during the show. And she's been puking, like, all night. And
hang on. The woman who's screaming about sex.
Separate couple.
Different chick. Okay.
Separate couple. So it was like them two was a couple, the people that were pissed off about sexism. And then this guy who's, like, trying to console his wife who doesn't feel good. But here's the thing. That couple came with another couple. And then when they found out that their couple, like, their friends were sick, they fucking stayed for the show. Why wouldn't you just leave? Like, you know what? The night's over, guys. She's sick, so we're just going to head home. No, they make them sit in the lobby And I'm like, well, because they rode together, the other couples drove. So they had to like wait for them.
Can't spring for an Uber.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Maybe Uber.
Sit in the lobby.
But I'm thinking like maybe she didn't want to throw up in an Uber. So I don't know.
Who cares? Yeah. It's not your car.
Well, it's like $200 if you do it.
Well, they can do like rate you down a star.
But anyway, so like these people are bitching and they're being really loud towards like the manager and the bartenders and stuff because they want to hurt them and get their tab and all this shit because they want to leave. The people that called him sexist.
Yeah.
So then the guy from that couple where the woman threw up, the husband of the woman that threw up, is like, we all shut the fuck up. So now, like, the audience is, like, fighting each other in the bar area. And I'm just sitting there on my phone, like, I'm like, nobody's touching the merch. I'm good. Yeah. Like, because I'm like, I don't want to interfere.
Davey do his job.
Yeah, that's what I was doing, dude. Yeah. And he's like, I'll fucking pay your tabs. Get the fuck out of here. You're being loud, disruptive. You don't like it, leave. I was like, this is a madhouse.
Holy shit.
Oh, it's crazy. I'm like, this is awesome.
So a guy that has nothing to do with any of that is like, oh, you guys are being loud. My wife is sick. Fuck you.
Kind of, yeah. He just wanted to
He's having a bad enough night, and he doesn't need to listen to someone have, like, fucking performative outrage over bullshit.
Right. Yeah. And then they were bitching. He's like, well, they're like, you know, we pay. And they got the tickets for free, the ones that were pissed off.
Oh, of course they did.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, I was like, it's a free show.
Because I have a good sense of humor.
Yeah. No, you don't. Like, yeah.
I find many things on crack to be funny.
Well, it's, but it's like,
I have the chive. Yeah. Right.
It's right here. No,
this set is not a listicle at all.
Well, it's like okay, if you're gonna go watch a comic, check out their stuff before you go.
Exactly,
and like David Cross, like no offense, walks so many
the
people.
The movie
he's
most known for is one where he pretends to be a black.
That's
person.
What I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, even if they looked up his movies, these people would not watch his movies. So it's like, why? And I don't mean like these people in a bad way. That couple would never watch his movies, or if they did, they wouldn't enjoy them. So it's like, why would you think his stand-up would be anything different than that?
Right.
Well, he's just an actor. Why does he always get the same roles in? Probably because that's how he is. You know what I mean?
An actor in a movie he wrote.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's like, that's him. Right like, there. Yeah, it's like, did you see some of the other stuff? He was like, one of the reels that they had to advertise for is like a super racist
Chinese
thing. It was like, you don't slow down, you know, to pronounce it or whatever. He's like, you don't hear a Chinese person go like da po da da. You don't hear them. It's like da pa da. And I was like, good lord.
I think that was a bit that actually walked them, to be honest with you, because they came out bitching about it. They were bitching about some kind of like racist, sexist bit or something, so I guess that's what it was. I don't know.
Okay.
I just couldn't believe it. I'm like, I understand that you're upset, but don't make a scene about it in the bar area.
Well, it's important that everyone knows how righteous they are.
Yeah, and it's like, dude, get the go.
Comedy shouldn't hurt feelings unless it's, you know, people like you, and she points at you directly.
Yeah.
Or
like Trump, because, you know, he's evil. We got to take down the evil conglomerates.
That's what I thought when Jacobs was going through that shit with the guy where he was like, you named that guy. And I'm like, even if he did, people named Trump, people named Roseanne, people named Jamie Kilstein, people named, like, all sorts of people to make fun of them.
Right. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but that's part of their narrative, so it's
but
okay.
It's like, he's a homeless guy, so you can't name him. It's like, well, that's, like, are people going to go to his house? Like, what?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I don't understand what the fucking conundrum is.
That guy was just an idiot, that fucking spine
surgeon. That's what he eventually realized was how goddamn stupid he was.
Yeah.
Oh, when John broke the hater?
Yeah.
That's my favorite thing ever.
That's great.
I was like, oh, God, what's going to happen if and when it happens again?
You know it will.
I know.
Because people are going to get triggered by some shit on the website.
Right. Always.
Yeah. Again, I'm amazed that Homo Sassy didn't do it. Like, yeah. I thought if anything would just get like...
So did I. I was like, that's the one. I was like, it's fucking hilarious, but... Like,
get the girls with the pink hair and the nose rings to like crack the knuckles and get to typing.
Dude, I mean, it was like... I mean, like, as soon as I saw her, like, I'm not being judgmental, but, like, exactly how you're picturing is exactly how she was.
Yeah,
and, like, how she acted was, I say she because I don't know her specific pronoun. Let me preface that because I don't want
to
seem...
You didn't ask for her Twitter to find
it. Yeah, I don't want to seem callous here. You know, I didn't find out her blog.
Well, you are,
but what
awful.
I wanted, but it's just, like...
your privilege,
goddammit! I knew as soon as they come in, I'm like, they're not going to have a good time. I'm surprised they, like, I
endured that long?
Yeah. No, I didn't think that they would do that. I just thought that at the end of the show they would have been upset. But then when I hear them arguing with the guy about how they got free tickets, I'm like, what are you bitching about? Then go home. Just leave. You don't have to make a scene. It was just like so uncalled for.
They sit down at the table and immediately put on the comment card, Chris Gethard.
Yeah, right.
Matt Williams.
If only we could just see Chris Gethard here.
Who's Chris Gethard?
Exactly.
Perfect.
He does, you know,
long meandering stories where he tries not to offend ever.
Okay.
Yeah. And they were like, Hannah Gadsby, please.
Yeah.
Who's that?
That's Nanette.
Oh.
She does a special Nanette. Yeah, her role is Hannah Gadsby. But she has some good jokes. If you watch YouTube clips of her old stuff, like her actually doing stand-up and not fucking having a therapy session.
I still haven't
watched
Nanette.
I only got 20 minutes in. I'm like, there's no jokes here. There's no, like, barely any punchlines. I'm like, this is just a one-woman show.
I've had that with
it's not comedy. Just call it a one-woman show.
I've had that.
That's the problem. Hold on.
I've had that with a lot of comedy lately.
That's another thing. Yeah. Comedy's one thing. Stand-up is its own animal, okay? So if you do stand-up, you do stand-up comedy.
So, like,
can I get some, like,
is it saying, like, if
very
you're
patriotic music to
get
bring
something
up
going here. Yeah. All I'm saying is, it's like Colin Quinn is a stand-up comedian, but he does one-man shows.
David's Independence Day speech.
Yeah. No, it's just, you know, I'm declaring my, I'm putting my foot down.
Do not go into that hacky night.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I do hacky shit all the time. I'll be the first one to admit that. But what I'm saying is I'm at least trying to be my perspective on it a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm just saying, like, if you do stand-up is just you and a microphone and jokes. And that's it. Like,
I don't know why that's
there's
not
no
acceptable
theme to it. It does, like, John Leguizamo. He's not a stand-up comic, but he does one-man shows.
Yeah.
Colin Quinn is a stand-up comic, but he does one-man shows. He doesn't do stand. Those specials aren't. That's not stand-up to me.
Yeah,
that's a themed one-man show.
Yeah,
and it's fucking great.
And it's funny.
Yeah, and it happens to be a humorous one. Nanette, whatever that thing was just her like
venting
kind of, and that's fine, but don't call it stand-up comedy. That was my whole thing.
Because
that's
it fucks with the perception. That's the whole
it does, because now everyone's like, well, you gotta punch up, and then you have Drew Michaels, who does stand-up quote-unquote with no fucking audience. That's not stand-up. That's you talking into a camera and somebody filming it HBO for some fucking apparent reason. Oh, right. Boy, give me a soapbox. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, they well, that would really cut down on cost, just one man and a camera, huh?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. Crazy.
I mean, I get, you know, you're trying to be an inventive or do something new, that's fine, but don't call it stand-up comedy. Just say, I'm doing a special.
Got it.
We'll leave it at that. All right.
Perfect.
Also, if you go to open mics, don't call what you do stand-up. No, I'm kidding. I'm just joking around.
Well, not if you're doing that shit.
Yeah. If you got props and shit.
No, not even that. Just people just meanderingly lecture the crowd for 5 minutes, and they're like, I did stand-up tonight. It's like, no, you didn't.
That's
did
true.
You get a laugh? You did not perform stand-up tonight.
Oh, you mean Celestian?
Yes. I don't know him, but I'm assuming yes.
Yeah.
Now,
he's one of the guys that talks.
Because but see, I can see what, if you're trying to get laughs, even if it's like punching up, woke, whatever you want to call that, that's fine.
Be a storyteller.
But I can see you trying. I can see, okay, that's where you want the punchline to be. It just didn't land. That's fine. But if you're just up there just like riffing off the top of your head, whatever stream of consciousness comes to you, I'm like, this isn't a fucking audible diary. Like, fucking, what are you doing to me right now? You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, anyway.
I don't want this to happen to me for free.
So if you go to a stand-up comedy show, expect to be maybe disappointed with some of the topics that they don't do. But he did Saturday night. He did 110 minutes. He did, 110 minutes. It was an hour and, like, 10-minute show.
Okay.
No, wait. 100
that's
minutes.
70 minutes.
Yeah, that's he did. Yeah, he did like an hour and 10, hour and 15 minutes.
Okay.
So that one joke that you didn't like may have been sexist, and that's why you left. But what about the other stuff? Was that stuff funny?
Are you getting on to the Bill Burr thing?
Pretty much. That kind of, I'm just piggybacking on
it's
that.
It's like, I'm enjoying myself until this one thing.
Yeah.
Then it's over with.
And I've seen people do that. And it's like, well, you know, I really enjoyed it, but I wish you wouldn't have talked about this. And it's like, well, why?
Well, that's the funny thing. People,
it's my act. Don't watch it. Don't like it. You know, you don't have to laugh. Just sit there. When I get through it, then we'll move on or whatever.
People will shut down on trigger words or just like a point in the joke.
Mm-hmm.
And then like they won't hear the end where you're basically cutting back the other way.
Of course. Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
If because you weren't
already,
so
they've already
fucking
checked out.
Stupid.
Yeah, they've already checked out.
Like you just want to like take the mic out of the stand, walk into the crowd and just be like, you're a fucking moron. Just like right in their face.
Yeah. Dude, I was hyped. I was hyped because like in the middle of my set, I had like a joke that... Oh,
bless you.
If you just waited 20 more seconds, you'd see I was on your side, you fucking moron.
I had a joke on my set that didn't land.
Just hit him with the fucking butt of the mic.
Yeah.
You know all of my jokes are, all the punchlines happen within the first 5 seconds of the setup, right?
Yeah, exactly. No, I had a joke that didn't land, and I just was
Which one?
I'm not saying. But anyway, I was like, all right. I did a mental reset. I'm like, all right, they didn't laugh. Move on to the next one. And the manager told me, he's like, yeah, dude. He's like, you know, that was the best I've ever seen you do. And like,
cool.
He was like, before Humble you would, he's seen me have stuff not hit. And he's like, before you would kind of like shut down. But you were just like, all right. And just let it roll off your back and just kept going. And he's like, that's the kind of shit that, you know, we look for. Or, you know, that's good.
And so, you also don't do the open mic bullshit of like, well, I guess you guys didn't like that one. Like, yeah. I fucking hate that.
No, I'm like, I'm a goddamn.
Well, you're really good at this one.
Plus, I was kind of drunk. So I was just like, ooh, trying to go off memory.
Can do. LSED. DW do it. Yeah, I was in Orlando for it. So
what were you in Orlando for?
I was watching my friend's German Shepherd puppy.
Yeah, you were.
Well, she's only like seven, eight months or whatever, but she's still a puppy. Tifa
from Final Fantasy.
Yep. I had no idea that was. I was like, where did you get that name from?
25 years ago at this point.
Yeah, I was like,
Final Fantasy 7?
Yeah.
Good God.
Good Lord, it's that.
PlayStation 1. Yeah.
I got it in the pile somewhere.
Came out in 95?
97.
97.
Good Lord. That's amazing.
So 21 years?
Yeah.
Yeah. The game's old enough to drink.
Nice. How about rent a car?
Gotta be 25.
Not always.
Not yet.
You gotta have a credit card.
It's ready to go die for its country, though. It's gonna have to have its own.
Oh, it's
wheels.
Been ready.
You get to use the government's Hummer.
Yeah, dude. This isn't rent a tank. What are you thinking here?
Get your ass the fuck out my Bradley.
Yeah, no, this.
That's my howitzers.
Yeah. No, I, on the way there, I did have a. What? That's my howitzer?
Howitzer, like the gun.
Yeah.
The drill sergeant just not letting you drive the Jeep.
Yeah. Come on, man. That's what I signed up for.
Get your ass out and wash that Jeep, boy.
Or like in the Army now where they're just like water conservationists or whatever.
Yeah.
Just old fat sergeant who can barely pass his physical fitness test is driving the Jeep.
Yeah.
This is my job.
Supposed to be 23rd.
I don't even get out. I'm an E18. E8, whatever. I don't know the rankings, but.
E18.
EA like, Sport.
Yeah. Next level. It's the military super saiyan.
It's like, it's funny. I never seen him not sitting there, and he's always has the same cigar, it looks like. How does he do it?
I think he just snaps.
Sitting there ashing it.
He snaps in the Jeep like a Playmobil toy.
I could change his hair, too, like a Lego. Like, pop it on. And just crew cut. Boop, boop.
I like Sarge with a bob. With a little bob haircut.
Gotta angle it.
If I could get out of this Jeep, I'd beat the fuck out of you, Private.
it's like the fat
dude. Took my foot though.
Like the fat dude from F is for Family or whatever. Yeah, David Koechner. That's what I'm picturing. Just in a Jeep.
Was it Bob something?
Yeah, Bob Sacramento, whatever his name is. No, not Bob.
That's Sacramento. From something else. I can't remember what. Oh, that's from Seinfeld.
My friend Bob Sacramento.
Yeah, that's exactly who I thought. Bob Pogo.
Maybe that's it. Yeah, Pogo.
Yeah, it's like Pogo or something like that. Yeah. What was it? I had to do traffic court. I had to do the online traffic court for my accident in December. Yeah. So there, it brought there's like.
Man, you put that out off to the last possible minute, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, I didn't know how much time we had left, and then I just said something about a dog that was dumb. So
you're like, oh my god, almost 90 days.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much.
That you put off the traffic court.
Thing. Yeah, the traffic court thing. Yeah, because I was, what was it? They're like, well, you have till the end of February, I think, or you have until March. So I don't know if that means I had until March 1st or if that means I have the entirety of March as well. But
yeah, they never specify. It's like when your license plate expires. It's like, do you have it? Is it on your birthday or is it the end of the month your birthday falls in?
It's like on the day of your birthday. Yeah. Like.
Oh, it does?
That's your present from the government.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, re-up. Here's, give me $80.
Yeah, exactly.
$70 for a goddamn sticker.
I'm making myself in printing class. Flower.
Do you know what's crazy is how much the stickers cost in Seattle? Holy fuck.
Go on.
Like, all right, so their way to subsidize their their public transit system is they're taxing the bejesus out of what they call car tags. I had no idea what the fuck car tags were. Car tab.
Car tab.
Tab.
Okay.
And car tab.
Like the soda.
Is apparently that little sticker you put on your bumper sticker for the new year.
Uh-huh.
From the government.
You put it on the bumper sticker?
No, you put it on the license plate.
License plate, okay.
Yeah.
Your registration, or is it a different one?
The registration sticker.
Okay.
So it went from being like $60 a year in Seattle to $285 a year.
What the fuck?
Dude, I have to save for 12 months just to get that on my birthday. Jesus God Christ. Yeah. Where does that pay for the roads and shit?
It pays for the public transit. You know, like where that,
like
that
buses
guy
like,
and threatens people and shit.
Yeah.
Or was that Portland? Wow. That was Seattle,
that was,
right?
That was, I don't remember where it was. I think it was Portland, Oregon,
what?
Actually.
Oh, there was some guy who, like, threatened some chick or something and then got, like, the fuck beat out of him and then, like, got the hero's welcome even though, like, the guy was, like, a schizophrenic and not actually threatening anybody.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's just another one of those fun news stories where everyone's, like, mad at the guy and then they're like, wait a minute, he's not the asshole.
Yeah, he's mentally ill and was unable to get treatment.
It's like that guy that, like,
good
in
thing
Cleveland.
We already soiled his name.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that guy in Cleveland that uppercutted the fucking lady on the bus.
She had it coming.
Yeah. No, that's horrible.
Well, she wasn't a fan of Jamie Kennedy.
Yeah.
And on that note,
why were you on the
tune
bus?
Tune in next week.
No, I'm just saying, yeah, that sucks. The traffic court. Sorry, yeah. I cut you off.
No, there. Well, there's like a bunch of different ones that you can
cut
do.
Cut them all started all this.
I made the mistake of, I made the mistake of doing the comedy one. It's
wait, they have a
the
comedy? Internet.
They have a comedy one, and I was like, I have to see
who
this.
Wrote it, Gene Scallop?
The car goes up and hits a banana peel.
It like spins out. It's like Wacky Races from fucking Hanna-Barbera. Like, what is this shit? That little dog's like, he did it wrong.
Mugsley.
He's like,
Muttley.
Muttley. Wrong answer, Muttley.
Yeah.
The instructor's got the Groucho Marx face thing. The glasses and the nose.
Tell me there's a clip of fucking
Don't swerve into oncoming traffic there, sweetheart.
That's good.
Make sure you don't spend all the money at the haberdashery.
Wait, did they have like a clip of Three Stooges in there that you have to watch?
No, it's... Oh, God. It was like somebody gave...
Don't do this while driving. Yeah, like, no shit.
Yeah, I was like, somebody... God, I was like, the quality of it was like flash animation, essentially.
Yeah.
And... So there was a bunch of different characters. There's like five at the bottom that you never see their faces. It's like Mystery Science Theater.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so there's like five of them. Like the first one's like a stoner named like Toker or something like that, or maybe that was the second one. There was a black dude with cornrows, but he talked like a rich old white man. So he's like, I don't understand these rules.
Who did they get for voiceover on this?
Exactly. I was like, who the
they
fuck agreed
to... They were desperate to avoid claims of racism.
Yeah.
They're like, make the black dude white.
Yes,
I don't want
that's
any
exactly
trouble.
What they did. They're like...
The black out corner's like, motherfucker, why are you stopping at goddamn intersection? You know, that should be hilarious.
Oh my God, David's dad just came out.
They're like, we can't do that. So we have to make him sound like the guy from Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
God, yeah. It was...
Why are you stopped at this intersection?
Yeah.
I say, what have you, Nigel?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. And again,
that's,
so never,
that's even more racist to me for some reason.
You never saw their faces. And then there was a redhead woman...
How
did
you know he was black then? Like, were
like charcoal briquette black. Like, there's.
I mean, they were silhouettes, right?
No, they weren't silhouettes. They were. They,
it was
like
an emoji.
It was the back of somebody's head. It was there's like
oh,
five
so
characters.
Through the cornrows, you could see the black skin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Black hair and whatever. Yeah, and there was a redhead that was like you would say
eating a spicy
liberated,
chicken sandwich.
No.
A liberated woman.
Liberated woman. That, okay. Like, whenever she would raise her hand, there'd be a tuft of red. Arm hair.
Hilarious.
Yeah, armpit hair.
Are you
yeah.
serious?
Yeah, and they even made like a facials joke in there. It's like they would just randomly insert jokes. And what would happen is that, so all of these are on a
Did
timer.
You walk out of your traffic course?
I wanted to so like, bad.
Oh my God, I'm so offended.
It's, yeah, I don't think.
I shut my laptop and walked out in disgust.
It, So
I can't believe it. What the fuck?
There was a so one of the ones that that was in there. That like the second I heard it, I was like, no. So they had an alligator that would so it would read you everything. Like something would pop up and it would give you like statistics or like something about like road traffic or something like that. And then another character on the side of it would basically read it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them, it was an alligator that talked like Christopher Walken.
No.
So it'd be like, when coming to an intersection, you have to stop before you get to blah. And so it was...
He went Dracula at the end.
Yeah, it was like fucking blah. Blah.
I want
it was like four...
Blah.
It was like 5 hours of a bad Christopher Walken joke. And then there's an officer. It was like Officer B. Aiken or something like that. Wow. And he sounded like Putty from Seinfeld.
Oh, high five. Officer B. Aiken here.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly... Yeah.
High five.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
How's it Hell. Going? Do you mind pulling into the shoulder?
Yeah, it sounded more like Brock Sampson from Venture
that's
Brothers.
So scary, how accurate yeah. that was, Steven.
Yeah.
It'd be really good if you would avoid the intersection.
Can't yeah. do it, babe.
So what they would do is like...
Go Devils!
All of them were at the... So there's a timer for each section, so it would either be like 15 minutes or it could go as low as like 60 seconds, depending on what the topic was. And... If you waited, if you let the timer run out and you let it keep going, it's like, I swear to God, that's where they would just like mash in jokes because they didn't think
anybody was listening. They're just like forcing it in there, yeah, to make you stay awake.
Right, yeah, that's when they had this like, it was the redhead was like, I get facials all the time. And then like this old man was like, so did my wife. And then she'd like smack him because there was like an old man and old woman sitting in a chair. And it was like that old like the old man would say something, and then the old woman would smack
it. It was like social justice Stadler and Waldorf.
Yeah, kind of like that, yeah. Every single
or
time.
Or like Archie Bunker, but like reverse.
Yeah.
Where she's like, oh, Archie! Whap, and like hit him.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It, yeah, oh, it would be the 2019 reboot of The Honeymooners where, Agnes is the wife on The Honeymooners.
Agnes! Yeah.
She's like, one day, Ralphie, I'm just going to punch your ass to the moon. People are like, you go, girl.
Yeah.
She's like an MMA fighter, you know.
I'll Ronda Rousey you.
Right. Yeah, it's just Chris Cyborg.
You're just going to armbar the shit out of him.
It's yeah. Chris Cyborg beating the fuck out of Billy Gardell.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That's my wife. You know women. And then like he goes to work with like black eyes.
Yeah. Like right.
Get back and drive that bus, little bitch boy. Spits on him.
I got to make the real money. I got a show in Vegas this weekend. That's great, dude. Let's rewrite it.
Yeah. Gender swap honeymooners.
I'd watch yeah. it.
It's all female cast.
No. No.
We're not that progressive.
Worked for
Easy.
Ghostbusters.
You can't have a woman hit a woman. It's only okay if it's a man.
That's right.
Because then it's just fun. It's fun violence.
Yeah. It's fun. It's
slapstick or slap dick comedy. That's the new... That's the new slapstick. It's where men, they don't hit women anymore. Women hit the men. It's
they're like the
dick.
Most nerve endings are on the head. Slap.
Oh, you motherfucker. Oh, you girl. I'm going to get you.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
like, I'm going to call the cops and they're going to send me to jail.
Yeah.
But at least I'll be safe from you.
That's right. I'll do it, sweetie. Don't you make me do it.
You can't get me in prison, bitch.
Oh, yeah, my cousin's in there. Oh, motherfucker. Shit. Now you in trouble. Give me your fruit cup.
Give me your cocktail.
Fruit?
That sounds like an awful traffic school.
Yeah, it was the most irritating 5 hours. They were like, been like, I brought
5 hours?
It was supposed to be four. They're but like,
oh,
like,
that's
every,
much better.
Yeah. But
we're
like,
we're going to need to make a comedy thing. Does anyone know a local improv troupe?
That's exactly what it was. It was like if Steve Bix and Spike and somebody else, like somebody equally as bad, like made wait, what, the traffic court.
That's
thing.
That's
they're
shocking.
Like, they're like this. They're like this is gold.
With such highbrow jokes as getting a facial.
Yeah, I was. That's what really surprised me. I was like, they did a facial joke.
Oh. Pages and pages of writing without a single line like scratched through.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, this is
keep
all
it
gold.
All.
Yeah. All gold.
We're
yeah.
going Apatow on this shit.
Yeah. No revisions.
No revisions. Yeah. Yeah. And What was
that? Well, how do we make it palatable? Make the weird guy a gator. Oh, that's silly and quirky. Yeah.
Why do you think they call it Final Cut? That's what this shit is.
The one and only cut is the name of this fucking writing room.
Yeah. And then there was like a robot in there, and they're like, you could lose your life. He's like, I have no life. And I was like, me too, robot.
Just like press an intercom button. Sheila, can you put on some more Sanka for us? God. We got to power through this Sanka sesh.
God, it, yeah.
They're writing fucking writing jokes with like feather and quill pens.
Like, I'm really mad that my curiosity got the best of me, because I knew that shit was going to happen.
You knew exactly what it was going to be.
I knew exactly what it was going to be, and I did it anyway. And it's...
You got to make a bit out of it now.
Hoisted by your own petard.
Yeah, it was just like Christopher Walken telling you, like...
As an alligator.
As an alligator. Telling you, like, traffic information. Because it would get to statutes, and I guess it's probably under a regulation that I have to say, like, Section 8.32F-90. Like, he has to say all of that shit. So it's great. Huh.
I can't hold it. I tried.
Okay.
Talk some mad shit about Davey.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No. Easy. Yes. Go get him, Piper.
Ow. So, yeah. Oh. I don't even know what to do now.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't even know how much time we have left.
We lost the large disease heart of the show.
Just working the pork through.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So yeah, who's the one that said he had Stouffer's lasagna for dinner?
That's Davey.
Yeah, it made him blow up Steven's toilet.
Yeah.
So he walked out of the bathroom with his shirt off.
That's when he knew trouble was afoot.
Yeah, so just for everybody out there, David Wayne takes
poops with his shirt off. Yeah. He's a classy gent.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is people mainly Stan have asked why I don't do this live, and like this is a prime example of why.
Right.
Like, yeah. Because I really should edit this. I'm not going to, but
right.
If there was ever a time for editing, it'd be like, when Davey's little fucking child bladder just can't hold it for an hour. This is why we don't do it live.
Yeah.
What the fuck? What happened?
Oh, so I
had to piss.
Yeah, I went to the doctor this morning because that's what I always do. And
hot.
Yeah. Mm.
Steamy.
I had a fun experience with my doctor a while ago where I went to the ophthalmologist. They gave me one prescription. They dilated my eyes. They gave me a different prescription after my eyes were dilated.
Oh, God.
And then so, like...
What? To subside the dilation?
No, because they were like, oh, with the dilation, this is what your prescription should actually be. But they handed me both slips of paper, and I left with it, and that was in August. But, like, I've been going to the doctors, and I was just like, you know, I need to go up there and find out which one's the actual one. And they were like, oh, yeah, that's weird. That should never happen. And I'm like, cool. And the guy came out and gave me the prescription, but prescriptions don't give you the pupillary distance, so the difference between your pupils,
uh-huh.
Which it's a very basic measure. So they have like a little optical store at the doctor's office. And I was like, hey, can you just give me like a quick pupillary distance measure? He's like, are you going to buy glasses here? And I'm like, no, okay. I'm not. And he's like, then I can't give you a measurement because of legal reasons.
Huh.
Yeah, because he's like, because if you get it made by another
Because there's
company,
not a standard...
Yeah. It like we don't have
no, there's no, yeah.
A way to measure distance between pupils.
Right.
That should be roughly accurate.
Right.
So, yeah, he was like, "Yeah, I can't do that for you unless you get the glasses here, because if you have it made somewhere else and you have problems, you could sue us." And he was like, "But fun fact, if you had glasses made here, I could just print it out and hand it to you and you can go have your glasses made other places." I'm like, that's the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my entire life.
You can still sue them for
it's like going,
giving me wrong measurements 20 years ago.
Well, it's like...
What if my eyes grew apart like fucking...
Yeah.
Like depends on how much you hate each other.
Depends right. on how much radiation you've been exposed to over the years. You know, you've been drinking Flint water, that might happen.
We're going
to
take your blood pressure with this machine.
I just went full Momo in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do that with the what?
What?
What just happened?
I don't know.
Sounded like Vito from Viva La Bam.
I've been known to do that. They
it's
do
like
that.
He's putting his order at Jimmy John's.
Somehow they know what I want. They're like, Italian, got it.
Hook and ladder.
Do you want the peppers? Of course he wants the peppers. Did you hear the man?
He said all the freebies.
Running through the garden.
The Sebastian Maniscalco line. No, he, they do, like, the, like, when you go to the regular doctor, or, like,
not the regular guy.
No, the blood pressure thing. Welcome they back. Use, like, the thing they tie around your arm.
Cuff?
Yeah, and then they squeeze it.
Yeah.
But who regulates that? Are those always the same? You know? I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
No, someone has to check to make sure that it inflates at the proper PSI, Maddie.
They do that, like, the factory, man. Like, that's pretty much just set.
Right.
Yeah. It's not complicated machinery. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a valve. That's like really the only thing that changes out of it is the valve.
But... And they need the stethoscope. That's the actual thing that's giving them the measurement. Oh, yeah, that's true.
But there's different stethoscopes.
Love and dub, baby.
Love and dub.
There's different stethoscopes. There's some that are better than others.
Yes, there are.
My girl's got one that's like fucking ridiculous amounts of money.
It's like a Litman.
You fucking paid how much for this fucking thing?
Oh, yeah. I'm kind of envious of people in really shitty health because they get the love and dub at the real high end. So it's just like... You know, they probably have the thing on their arm for a half a second before they're like, oh, yeah, it's 180 over 120.
Right, yeah.
That just no. Good God, 180 over 120. Person's dead.
Pretty much. I mean, they're a walking corpse.
But now they have all that free time when they get the armband off.
Yeah.
They're getting back precious seconds they have to go spend.
He's like,
I guess that's true.
I gotta go hug my family one last time.
I'm gonna.
Oh, come on.
I'm gonna give you a handful of this aspirin paste so you don't die.
Just
on your
rub
way
it
up.
On your gums.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
This episode's all over the place.
Open your eyes and put this propanolol on your fucking eyelids.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds bad.
It helps drop your blood pressure.
Oh, okay.
Theoretically.
You guys want to rap it?
Mm.
It's a call back to my dad's rap beats.
Yeah.
What you guys got to promote?
The Fresh Funny on Thursday at the Improv.
Matt's the token white guy.
Token white guy, yeah. You can have promo code Fresh Funny.
Yeah.
Free tickets and... you can either call or go to Tampa Improv. Then I've got Snappers on the 8th and 9th. It's my first weekend there. Then the next weekend, it'll be at for Tom Rhodes at Side Splitters.
You can say you're a Rhodes comic.
Ooh, God.
I get it.
I'm a Rhodes scholar.
Become a Rhodes feature.
Right. Yeah, exactly. On the Rhodes again. Yeah, what... Well, when
it's
are
all
we
started
doing
with
the Steve
fucking
Station
Eddie
thing?
Vedder.
24th.
We'll plug the shit out of it.
Yeah.
It's not like just so everyone knows, like, I don't think we're gonna get a whole lot of time for it, so like really enjoy it while it happens.
Yeah.
Like it's gonna be like a half hour 45. I'm pushing for 45. I want 45.
Sweet.
So we'll talk to Chuck.
Chuck.
What do you got, Davey Waves?
The show is pretty much the same as you had. Well, so we have one. I'm going to plug them because you probably have other shit. March 23rd, be at Divine Brewery there featuring AA with Stevie Hens.
That's me.
That's him for Rio Paris.
Well, before that, we'll be there March 13th, right? Or are you not there for that one?
I'm only there March 27th.
Okay.
And then the live show.
Well, I'll be there... on March 13th at Divine for like a little 8 to 10 minute feature dealy. But the day this comes out, head on out to Snappers to watch me get to open for MTV's Are You the One, TNF, local legend, best jacket in the business, John Jacobs.
Oh, and he's got galactic shoes now.
Rad.
Yeah.
Rad.
He's probably got him.
Dude, he looked like an extra from Rad. At the show, I said that he was walking up the stairs. I look at Matt and I'm like, Matt, why does he dress like an extra from Rad? Matt freaks the fuck out. He's like, I said the same thing back at home. I was like, and John didn't even know what Rad was. Yeah. He's like, oh, what's that?
I don't know what Rad is. What's Rad?
It's an 80s movie about like BMX. Like they raced them. Yep. Nicole Kidman's in it, I think. She's young. She's probably like 16.
Was Hazmat in it?
Yeah.
All right, goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Stunt them haters.